Manx Radio Saturday Live Lounge with Christy De Haven.
Now, Luke, you are here, but under a different name today. You're under the name of Penfold, yep. And we're going to talk all about music. Before we do that, you just described yourself off air as a massive audio nerd.
Yes.
Tell us a bit about that.
I went to uni in Guildford to study music. I worked for Anderson's and got the chance to play with lots and lots of nice audio gear. I always loved studio gear. Got my own little studio set up at home that I've spent best part of a decade building at this point. I just like playing with sounds. It's fun.
And where do you sit on the whole kind of modern technology versus old kind of retro vintage?
Modern, all the way for me.
Interesting.
Yeah, it makes my life so much easier.
Yeah.
I appreciate old stuff. Don't get me wrong, it sounds nice, but it's a lot easier being able to just turn my laptop on rather than waiting for a load of old tubes to warm up.
That's fair enough. That is fair enough. And what about instruments-wise? What do you play?
A bit of everything. I'm mainly a guitarist. That's what my degree's in. But I spent most of my time at uni playing bass, play drums. I sort of play piano. There's a bit of me playing piano on the EP. Mainly programmed. Pretty much if I'm given an instrument within 10-15 minutes, I can get a tune out of it. Might not be great, but it's doable.
Oh, you're so lucky to have that kind of... I say lucky, it's not luck at all, it's practice, isn't it?
The guitar, definitely. The rest of it, I think, is more luck than judgment half the time.
Well, we are going to talk about your new EP, but I suppose let's go right back to the beginning then. When did you start writing?
I think the first song I wrote was when I was, 13, 14? So getting on for 15 years ago now, which is scary to think about. Yeah, this EP I started writing 2 and a bit years ago. So, yeah, a while. It's taken me a while to get it to the stage that I'm happy with it now.
Well, you mentioned that you've got your own studio at home. So how much of this did you create at home?
Not all of it. It was all done me in my bedroom or in my studio room with one or two little bits that I got my mates to record themselves. But yeah, everything, mixed it, mastered it, I've done all the promo. Literally everything is me on my own in my bedroom.
So it sounds like that's kind of satisfying and exhausting all at the same time.
Yeah, combination of the two. Very satisfying now it's done. Did not feel like that in the midst of 13 or 14 mix revisions, but yeah, I'm happy with it now.
There's something quite nice though about having that control, isn't it? Because I suppose when it comes down to it, you've only got yourself to answer to.
Yeah. Although at some point I wish I was getting somebody else to do it so I had somebody else to blame. But no, it's very entertaining. And like I said, I love messing around with sounds, and getting into the nitty gritty of mixing is always interesting.
So does that, I mean, the fact that you've got all the kids at home and you're obviously, by the sound of things, a bit of a perfectionist, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
I mean, how easy was it to let this EP go? Do you keep returning to the songs and sort of remixing them and rejigging them?
I did, yeah. I think the most, I did 16 revisions on one. And halfway through that, there was, Complex, the single of it, is about the fourth version of that song with different lyrics. Even when I'd recorded it and I'd mixed it and then went back and changed the second verse because I really didn't like it. So yeah, it's hard to finally go enough's enough, but at some point you just gotta let it out there and hope that it's all right.
Well, it's been well received. And I looked at, you know, some of the sort of comments you've had on your page, and I do love this one, which I can see why you've kind of highlighted this. This record sounds like what Nirvana would be if they were pop punk. I mean, that's cool, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I did like that. That was a good one.
And you describe it as a pop punk album. So are these some of your influences? Do you like Nirvana?
I do like Nirvana. I wouldn't say they're a massive influence on me, but I mean, the very first cover band I was in played Smells Like Teen Spirit. So I guess there's some of it in there. It's more Green Day, bands like Neck Deep, Mayday Parade, all these sort of like mid-2000s, 2010s pop punk bands. But yeah, I'm a... There is definite... Mayday Parade is the big one. You can definitely hear that if you compare my music to theirs. They're a huge influence on me. Sort of the melodies and the lyrics are very Mayday Parade-esque, I like to think.
Well, we're going to hear something in just a moment, but the record is called Therapy Sessions with My Answer Machine. And it sounds like you've poured quite a lot into this, not just musically, but I think there's quite a lot of you in this as well, isn't there?
Yeah, it's a sort of... I've been describing it as a sort of concept album, but it's basically my diary for the last 5 years. Moving away, moving back to the island, getting to grips with moving back to the island, having been in a big city and readjusting to the much nicer pace of life back over here. So it's all, yeah, it's all quite introspective and has been quite cathartic to put it all in a song.
I have to say, and you were saying that you do the promo yourself, I love what you've been doing with the promo, listing each individual song and giving a little bit of breakdown about it. And I think it sort of helps, doesn't it, as a consumer to sort of connect with what you're about to download or listen to or stream or whatever.
Yeah, I quite like the idea of people being able to apply their own meaning to songs, but for these it felt more important for me to get the message across of what they are because of how much I've poured into it over the last 2 years, and how you know, personal it is to me.
Because the big themes, you know, you talk about mental health, you talk about, you know, aging, relationship breaks up, there's a lot going on in these songs.
Yeah, I think that's just life though, isn't it? And being in your 20s to late 20s that I'm getting to now, a lot of change happens. And I think, you know, as much as the talks about mental health have improved over the last 5-10 years, I still don't think people pay enough attention to their own mental health. And I don't know, maybe if me speaking about it might help somebody else feel a bit more, you know, confident in their own way of talking about it. It's just one of those things that I think I've never been backwards about coming forwards about my own mental health. So if I'm okay to talk about it, hopefully somebody else is as well.
That's really good to hear, because I think, you know, back in the day, shall we say, there was definitely a leaning towards musicians, songwriters wanting to connect with their audience and wanting to be honest with what they were writing. It seems a bit more throwaway now with the industry, doesn't it? A bit more kind of pop throwaway stuff.
A lot of it, yeah. It is cookie cutter, music by numbers sort of thing, rather than trying to get a message across. You only have to look back to the sort of late 90s, early 2000s with bands like Green Day and all their songs about, you know, growing up in California and whatever. And I don't think the experiences of people have changed that much at the core. Maybe the packaging that they're in with the invent of social media and all that has changed, but the actual, you know, day-to-day of growing up, getting a job, relationships, breaking up or breaking down, moving places, it stays the same no matter what the decade is.
Yeah, we've got to say, you've got a very wide head on your shoulders. And, you know, I really hope that a lot of people do get to listen to this EP, because I think it will have those effects on them. So what are your sort of plans for it then?
Carry on promoting it as much as I can. I'm intending on filming some music videos. It's just trying to get the time to do it. But yeah, music videos. And I'm already writing the next one. So I'm thinking ahead. I think now that this one's done, I'm on to the next one and hopefully a slightly brighter outlook.
I love that you've not been deterred, because you did say it's very much a kind of complex thing you've been doing, but you've not been deterred, which is good. You're up for doing another one.
Yeah, always up for writing more music. It's what I do to chill out most of the time. So,
well, what about the performance side of it? Because as you did say, it's a lot of it laptop kind of bass, but there are instruments and things in there. So is it something you could perform live?
It is. I am in the process of putting a band back together to perform it, hopefully not for a one and done sort of thing, hopefully many times, but I'm just waiting for my drummer to get back to the island, and then it's all systems go.
Hurry up, drummer.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're gonna hear the single Complex now, so just tell us a little bit about it before we hear it.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's about the fourth or fifth iteration of the song. It's all about the breakdown of a relationship and me sort of realizing where that relationship was headed. So it's quite a personal one. It is honestly one of the best choruses I've ever written and will probably ever write. I keep finding myself singing it even now, having spent 300 or 400 hours listening to this song. So yeah, I hope people like it.
I'm sure they will. It's a really good tune. It's been a pleasure meeting you. Just let people know where they can find your music then, Luke.
You can find me on all social media at either at Penfold or at Penfold UK. I'm on Spotify, SoundCloud, Apple Music, all of the usual places.
And we should say it's spelled Pen, Fauld. So Penn, Fauld, Penfold. That's the way to get it out there. So don't forget that one. Thank you so much. Will you keep us posted on all the sort of developments in the future?
Thank you.